Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Now, it appears Jesus went on some tours every now and then, preaching healing tours, and here's one. Now, this is after he was in the synagogue. This is in the book of Mark, chapter 1. This is after he was in that synagogue, and he cast the devil out, and everybody was amazed. This is right after. But here he goes. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered in the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and immediately they told him of her. And he came and he took her by the hand, lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. All right, so he's got four of his guys with him, Simon, Andrew, James, and John. So I got to believe they have faith. They have faith. Now, we know on occasion they didn't have faith, but we're going to see some action in here. And to me, that means faith is in action. And on occasions when Jesus would go into particular houses, like he went into a girl who died's house, all he took with him was Peter and John. Because this thing, faith is a real thing. And it could be short-circuited. But if you have faith, you can move mountains. You can move incredible things. The thing about it is it might not happen immediately because your faith is going to be tested. But let's watch this. So here's a miracle. Simon's Peter's mother-in-law, which is interesting. So we know Simon was married. And she was sick of a fever. And they went to Jesus. So they knew. They knew Jesus could heal her. And he came and he took her by the hand, lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. You know, I believe it. I believe Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe he can heal. I also believe if something's attacking you, go in prayer first. You know, examine yourself, because we're told to examine yourself. You know, am I under this attack simply because I made a god out of certain things? I didn't get any sleep. I ate lousy food. You know, I did wrong things. Or something smells fishy. Is there a demonic attack? And sometimes I believe, like last week, I had all kinds of crazy things. And within like a 3-hour period, I had at a place, I had a trash compactor go out. Then I had a TV go out. Then I had a washing machine go out. Then I had a sump pump go out. It was like 6 or 7 things, you know. And I immediately, you know, I thought, what's going on? Was there a thunderstorm? Did things get shorted out? No. In that case, when things are like literally out of this world and you start looking behind you saying, what's next? It could be an attack from the enemy. And I just went into prayer. I just went into prayer, dealt with every issue one at a time. The Lord cleaned them all up. But I'm talking bang, 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 bang. On occasion, when these strange things happen, it could just be a devil was assigned to knock you down, to discourage you, to frustrate you. Absolutely, could be an evil spirit. But let's keep reading here. And at the evening, when the sun did set, this is nighttime now, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Here we go again. This is at nighttime, gang. So they're marching around with their candles. They're marching around with, you know, a little bit of a fire in their hand. Where's Jesus? And they're bringing their sick and those that are possessed with devils. They're crazies. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And the word city is used here. Other times it's village and it's city. So could have been a good number of people here. And all the city was gathered together at the door. Imagine that. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils. and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Interesting. Here we go again. He just gets done casting devils out of a guy in a synagogue. Then people are coming to him. He's casting out devils. Now more people are coming. The whole city's gathering. And we're told he's casting out more devils. And he told these devils not to talk. Now, you could question, why did he do that? Well, first of all, a devil can never tell the truth. So they all lie anyway. So why have anybody listen to him? So maybe that was why. Just a maybe. Jesus said, shut up, devils. There's no sense in you opening your mouth. All you do is lie. You know, it's the same thing with your flesh nature. Murmuring, complaining, grumbling. You got to do a self-examination. Say, shut up, nature. Shut up, flesh nature. You're getting directed by the evil one. You have to shut it up. Study to be quiet. And after Jesus did all this, check this out. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. So he physically went somewhere quiet early in the morning. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Everybody wanted to find out about Jesus. Because, you know, back in Mark 1, verse 28, when Jesus was in that synagogue and he cast the devil out of that guy, and it said everybody was amazed. Verse 28 reads, and immediately, that means no running start, that means right now, his fame spread abroad throughout all the region about Galilee. They heard about him. So these devils, people must have known about him. They must have been running the show. Because that's what spread his fame, casting out the devils. And they knew it was different because they had said, what new doctrine is this? For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. So it appears they were familiar with devils and demons. And when Jesus did that, his fame went everywhere. And the next thing you know, people are getting all their demon-possessed relatives in there saying, come on, Joe, you've been crazy too long. We got to go meet Jesus. So Jesus has just been in verse 35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also. For this is why I came forth. Gang, he wasn't pulling any punches. He said, I got to preach to as many people as I can. You know, and this goes for us as individuals. You better be renewing your mind with the word of God each and every day. You got to be having communion with the Lord every day. You have to be eating the manna, the bread that comes from heaven every day. Because if you aren't, somebody else is going to be feeding you. Somebody else. The world's going to be feeding you. Your flesh nature is going to be feeding you. Familiar spirits of your family are going to be feeding you. No. To attain the mind of Christ, meekness, patience, love, mercy, means to renew your mind with God's word. And by doing that, you become transformed. And you aren't conformed. You are not conformed to the things of this world. But you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2. But here we go. And he said to them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore this is why I came. And here we go. And he preached in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Here we go again. Cast out devils. You know, if you read the book of Enoch, what were these demons? In the book of Enoch, and hey, I believe it has credence. Why? Because Peter mentions it. It's mentioned twice in the Word of God. It's mentioned in the book of Jude also. And what it says right there, it explains what a demonic spirit is. When the 200 fallen angels came to the earth and bred with the women, they had mighty men of renown, which were called the Nephilim. And when the Nephilim died, they inherited this planet. They actually begged Enoch. The fallen angels begged Enoch, please, can you have our offspring go to heaven? God said, nope, wrong seed. Not the seed that was in the garden, wrong seed. Nope, it's the seed of the fallen angels, the Nephilim. And when the Nephilim died, their spirits became the demons. So they know all about how a man thinks. Every demon knows how a man thinks. And just like some people on this planet have, different bondages, I'm sure each of those Nephilim specialize in some type of evil also. But these were the spirits that were inhabiting the human bodies. And they want to inhabit your body and my body too. And they come in through willful sin, I believe. They come in through sin if you're not cautious. And I believe it's a process to get delivered of them. I believe that. All right. I believe that. There's so many different denominations. All I know is I'm delivered every day. I haven't arrived. The Lord warned me that there is a God of this world. And he came to cast out devils. He came to destroy the works of the devils. And I'm reading here in Mark 1, in the synagogue, in the streets, in the city, in the houses, everywhere he preached, he cast out devils. But the first thing he did is he preached. He would preach. In every one of these instances, he would preach. And I believe that gets the ground worked up. When you hear God's word, that gets the ground ready, the spiritual ground ready to throw these boogers out. Yes, throw them out. Because then you do take on the mind of Christ, and your carnal mind, which is an enemy, gets put to death. But there's something there, gang. There's something there, and it's a story that needs to be told, that these devils are real, these demons are real, they haven't left, they're tormentors, they love to destroy, kill, steal. And when the Lord says, I come to set captives free, guess who's holding you captive? Yeah, your flesh nature, and behind your flesh nature, more than likely, is an evil spirit prompting you, guiding you, and he wants to live inside of you. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with, gang. And if you just use common sense, can you imagine how many there are? If Jesus casted 2,000 just out of one man, can you get a hold of that? And actually, it could have been 6,000. They went into 2,000 pigs, but the guy said, my name's Legion. It could have been 6,000 devils in one man. One man! Can you imagine how many things these are? Gang, you are not at the top of the food chain. No, you aren't. Hold fast, fight the good fight of faith, take every thought captive, endure to the end to be saved, and just rely on Christ for absolutely everything. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.